It feels like the mobile development industry is navigating such a volatile landscape right now. The recent double removal of the Anything app from the Apple App Store is really shaking things up.
It is a significant development. Anything serves as a platform for vibe coding, a methodology that allows users to build mobile applications through natural language, prompting rather than traditional code syntax.
That sounds incredible, but getting kicked out twice signals a clear lack of compliance with Apple's guidelines. It feels like there are serious issues related to AI integration, user data handling, or the nature of the code generation process itself.
While specific reasons for bans are often opaque, the repetition indicates systemic noncompliance with evolving policies regarding AI disclosure and safety. It's not just a glitch, it's a pattern we need to watch.
For developers relying on this tool, such disruptions can be catastrophic, stalling workflow momentum. It's really hard on the teams using these things daily.
However, the Anything team is pivoting rather than folding. They are adapting to the situation.
That brings us back to hope. Their recovery plan centers on the development of a desktop companion app.
This strategic shift offers several advantages for their ecosystem.
Exactly. First, it separates the development environment from the constraints of the mobile operating system, allowing the tool to operate without triggering the specific App Store restrictions that plague AI-driven mobile utilities.
Second, a desktop environment facilitates better integration with standard development tools, such as compilers, servers, and testing frameworks. It makes the work more stable.
So this hybrid approach offers the best of both worlds. The convenience of mobile prototyping combined with the stability required for heavy lifting like code compilation and management.
To understand the significance of this, one must define vibe coding clearly.
Right. Unlike traditional development requiring deep syntax knowledge, vibe coding focuses on intent.
Users describe what they want to build, and the AI generates the code. It's about expressing the goal, not the mechanics.
Because this process relies heavily on generative AI, it is subject to strict regulatory scrutiny. That's where the trouble starts.
The double ban suggests the current iteration inadvertently violated these policies.
The tech community watches this recovery closely as it reflects a broader industry trend. We are seeing how this plays out.
Developers are increasingly seeking platforms that reduce friction regarding strict App Store compliance. They need solutions that work.
A successful launch of a desktop companion by Anything could set a precedent for other AI-native development tools, potentially shifting the industry standard away from mobile-only distribution for generative technologies.
Additionally, the resilience shown by the Anything team is encouraging for everyone in the space.
In the startup world, the ability to pivot in the face of regulatory or technical setbacks is often the difference between survival and failure. It matters.
Choosing to build a desktop companion rather than simply fixing the mobile app demonstrates a long-term vision, prioritizing developer utility over a single distribution channel.
Looking ahead, the focus remains on innovation and ensuring that App Store limitations do not hinder creativity. We need space to build.
The wait for the desktop companion app is underway, demonstrating that the drive to build and share technology remains strong despite significant headwinds.
As the tech landscape continues to evolve, tools like Anything will need to adapt constantly to ensure that the future of app development remains accessible.
This situation underscores the necessity for developers and creators to diversify distribution strategies to maintain viability within regulated ecosystems.